more than 14,000 Zimbabweans live with albinism, a mutation of several genes which causes a deficit in the production of melanin that is responsible for determining skin and hair color. According to the United Nations, the physical appearance of persons with albinism is often the object of erroneous beliefs and myths influenced by superstition, which foster their marginalization and social exclusion. This leads to various forms of stigma and discrimination. The United Nations says most beliefs and myths associated with albinism are centuries old and present in cultural attitudes and practices around the world. 20-year-old human rights activist Phyllis Muzrongi of the Zimbabwe Albinos Association, who lives with albinism, says women with this condition have become targets of rape.
Yeah, people used to believe that if you slept with a person with albinism, you actually cure HIV and AIDS.
In 2013, the United Nations Human Rights Council adopted a resolution calling for the prevention of attacks and discrimination against people with albinism. Despite such moves, Muzrongi says people living with albinism do not access education facilities and are normally sidelined at workplaces simply because of their skin color.
They are facing low job opportunities because some other jobs do not cater for them, because sometimes they are being done in the sunlight. We don't need to be exposed on sunlight.
She says there is also a need for the Minister of Education to seriously consider having large prints in books used in schools due to eyesight problems associated with albinism.
Because they will be facing a problem of not actually seeing the things written on the paper because there is no large print.
Human rights activist Andrew Mabondiani, who is also a journalist, says there is need for the government to empower people living with albinism so that they can be self-reliant.
There is need to increase the funds so that they can be friendly to people with albinism, and also in class they should be allowed to sit, especially at the front near the blackboards or where the teacher is writing, so that they'll be able to see what the teacher is writing.
If empowered, Muzrongi says albinos will manage to even buy sunscreen, creams, umbrellas, long-sleeved clothes and hats, which protect them from direct sunlight that damages their skin.
There is shortage of sunscreen lotions, which we are facing as people living with albinism. Most of us, we no longer have money to buy those lotions. We face problems of sunburns. If you get burnt, we face some problems of cancer. We need to have some umbrellas as well as some lotions. We also need to have some sunglasses so that it will be easy to read on the board, or even to avoid the light penetrating our eyes directly.
But traditional healer Alfonso Mabele still believes that people with this condition are cursed. This is a common belief among traditional healers who have been accused in some East African nations and others of using albinos body parts to produce juju or muti for empowering politicians and business people. The United Nations estimates that in Tanzania alone, about 75 albinos have been killed since 2000, and the frequency of attacks on them seem to be increasing. The effectiveness of this is widely regarded as a myth, as there is no scientific evidence to prove such claims. Dr. Wellington Mahachi, who lives with albinism, says he has not faced any problems associated with his skin condition.
I think prejudices are there, but it never really affected me. I grew up in the ghetto, in the heart of ghetto Kwaifus. Maybe I lived in a very loving community where I wouldn't call it prejudice, but it was the old wayward child or excited child.
Dr. Mahachi argues that some problems being faced by albinos can be attributed to parents who fail to properly raise children with this skin condition.
There's three of us in Bamedwifus. I'm the first one. We never had any special upbringing, except we were always in hats. And I think that's the thing about looking after an albino. It's more about the mother than the person themselves. It's your mom that has to look after you.
He dismisses the myth that albinism is a curse from God or punishment by ancestral spirits.
It's just a defect. It's just a defect. This is a pigment defect. It's in every culture. It's not traditional. There are Indian albinos, English albinos.
Such beliefs resulted in the United Nations General Assembly on December 18, 2014, to adopt a resolution proclaiming the effect from June 13, 2015 as International Albinism Awareness Day. There are some Zimbabweans like restaurant owner Shikomorero Matimati who are not worried about associating with albinos.
I don't have any problems. As long as he or she feels free to work with others, I'll just treat it just like anyone else. Because disability doesn't mean inability. And being an albino, I don't think they are disabled. They can just work just like anyone else.
Another person living with albinism, Isaac Dure of Ada Transau in Olsi, Manicaland province, says there is need to change people's attitudes towards them. Dure believes that the young generation can be taught to break the cycle of discrimination against albinos through getting the necessary information about albinism. Manicaland Provincial Social Welfare Officer Joshua Makoni consists that government is not taking care of the needs of people living albinism and other minority groups due to lack of funds. He acknowledges that Zimbabwe's new constitution compels the government to cater for the needs of all minorities. The Zimbabwe Albino Association is currently engaging government on ways of improving the lives of people living with albinism in the country. There is hope that the state will take action, funds permitting, to address their challenges. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.